This just in, you are looking at a breaking news story, very disturbing lineup out there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning.
As we come on air, we have serious news of a major, very tragic incident in the United States. Incredibly, the plane crashed into the World Trade Center.
Immediately, there's speculation or cause for concern. This is the World Trade Center that was the center of a terrorist bombing some years ago. So the questions have to be asked, was this purely an accident or could this have been an intentional act? But either way, extensive damage.
Oh my God, another plane has just hit. It hit another building, flew right into the middle of it. Explosion. My God, it's right in the middle of the building.
Do have some videotape.
Oh.
Of the second plane, and you can see it there.
No. Where? I didn't see it.
We're
under attack.
Going into buildings.
And from our vantage point, yeah, clearly difficult to tell.
We're under attack.
What type of plane that is, but it's a horrific scene.
All right, we've just been told also, Michael, sorry, the New York Stock Exchange is being evacuated, as is, I'm sure, much of Wall Street, if not all of it, as much as possible. But the New York Stock Exchange has suspended trading for the moment.
It's war.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
David, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're looking at live pictures of the Pentagon where there is billowing smoke. Jim Michaleski just reported that he heard an explosion. And right now, we're looking at an aerial view of the Pentagon.
There are reports that the Pentagon has been evacuated and the White House is being evacuated.
Clearly,
you're seeing now
the pictures
from Washington, D.C.
All of the airports across the country have been shut down. All flights have been canceled for another 7 hours, which is about 5 o'clock Eastern time. And then we'll reignite there. We'll take a look what's going on after that. The probability of extension, as they call that, is high.
Take two and two, one. This is as close as we can get to the base of the World Trade Center. You can see the firemen assembled here, the police officers, FBI agents, and you can see the two towers. A huge explosion now, raining debris on all of us. We better get out of the way.
We have a report that a 747 is down in Pennsylvania, and that remains unconfirmed at this point, and so we will check on that.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. But they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation. The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice.
Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Today's episode is going to be different than most of our episodes, but I will say this regarding insurance. I am grateful to live in the United States of America, where things like what you just heard take place really not often at all. 22 years ago today, the 9/11 terrorist attacks happened. I remember where I was, I remember what I was doing, and you likely do too. I'm grateful for the opportunity that this country provides me to live my insurance dream. I'd like to take a moment of silence for the 2,753 people who were killed in New York on 9/11, 184 people who died at the Pentagon, and the 40 people who died when Flight 93 crashed in Pennsylvania. 2,343 troops that lost their lives in Operation Enduring Freedom, the 1,609 people who lost a spouse or a partner in the attack on 9/11, the 3,051 children who lost a parent on 9/11, the 7,000 U.S. troops who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, the 8,000 contractors who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the estimated 3.6 to 3.7 million indirect deaths caused by deterioration of economic, environmental, psychological, and health conditions that happened as a result of the attacks on September 11th, 2001. This day for me is an important day to reflect on just how good we have it here in the United States of America. In a lot of countries, scenes like 9/11 play out every single day. My hope is that you take living in this country to its full advantage, and that you work incredibly hard on growing your insurance career or growing your insurance business, because the opportunity that we have here is truly unbelievable. May God bless your day, and may God bless the United States of America.